It's Dan Gilbert again, just creating a time machine so I can go back to the year 2010 and punch myself in the dick for slandering the almighty King LeBron James. LeBron is a saint sent from the heavens to save this shithole called Cleveland. He is the best thing to happen to this city since the Drew Carey Show. He will not only win us many NBA titles, he will help the Indians win the World Series, the Browns win the Super Bowl, and we don't even have a hockey team, but we'll bring this city a Stanley Cup. LeBron purposely left Cleveland so we could suck and stockpile number one draft picks in the rigged NBA lottery that finally allowed me to make a good team for him. He will pick up the useless homeless people in our city and move them to Detroit, where they belong. He took a picture of a cancer patient, put it on Instagram, and that cured that kid's cancer. LeBron once took a piss on an abandoned warehouse in Akron. That warehouse later became a hospital. He killed Osama bin Laden. His presence alone has made Stephen Hawking stand up in amazement and makes Stevie Wonder do a double take. Kurt Cobain rose from the dead and found a reason to live because LeBron is a Cavalier again. He also gave me a lovely birthday card. I'm glad LeBron raped Miami worse than the white men raped the Redskins. Now those faggot bandwagon Heat fans can go back to not knowing what sports are. And Pat Riley can go back to coining the phrase three-peat and never actually achieving it. Dwayne Wade can go back to his brittle 60-year-old body and not actually play. Thanks to LeBron, the whole world will be known as Cleveland, as we will not only take over the NBA, we will take over the world.